We are going to continue the hour now by talking about exploration. Earlier this year, 97.9 The Hill's own co-owner Jim Kitchen made national headlines by not only traveling to all 193 countries in the world. He knocked that milestone out a while ago. Earlier this year, he went up to space with Jeff Bezos's program. And most recently, he went in exactly the opposite direction, going to the very deepest part of the ocean, the Mariana Trench out in the Pacific. Also a milestone, and he joins us now to talk about it on the phone. Jim, thank you so much for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Chapel Hill and Carrboro and all surrounding areas. Good to be with you all this morning.
So before we start talking about the actual experience, I have a logistical question because I've always heard it as the Marianas Trench with an S, and now it's Mariana. What happened there? I don't know.
You know, it's either. Yeah, there's no wrong way to pronounce it.
Right.
I was saying Marianas Trench, and then I was corrected to Mariana Trench, and then somebody else said, no, it's either or, so you're good. You're good with whatever.
So what sparked your interest in going there?
You know, I think what's fascinating about the Mariana Trench is that, and about deep ocean in general, is that if you think about it, the world is 70% ocean and land is 30%. And most of the ocean, 70% of the world's ocean, is under 10,000 feet, yet very few people have explored sort of deep to the bottom of the ocean. And I just wanted a part of that. You know, we've explored our world, but very few have been down to the depths. And I just wanted a piece of that. And the thing that precipitated this expedition was the owner of this titanium submarine that makes a trip down to the very bottom, 7 miles deep to the bottom, is selling not only the ship that carries the submarine, but also the submersible. And so this will be one of the last times for the foreseeable future, maybe for the next decade or two, that a human can go down and explore, or a citizen, an ordinary person like me, can go down and go down to those depths. And to give you some perspective, that's 7 miles is 7 times deeper than the Grand Canyon. Mm. And so it's really far down.
How did it come to be you?
Well, I have been staying in touch with this company for the last 3 years. And during COVID, I didn't think it was the right time to go down. And then they alerted me that this thing was being sold. And I was like, all right, I want in. Made it happen and just got back. So glad to have pushed that boundary and tell everyone about it.
What was the experience like? It's a long time, the descent, right?
It's 4 hours from the top of the ocean, where it's, you know, it was a balmy 85 degrees and humid, about 210 miles outside of Guam. And very, you know, rocky Pacific Ocean, and then you go down at about 1,000 feet below sea level. You go from, you know, this light royal blue, beautiful ocean to completely black, and then it gets cold. And down at the very depths, there is, of course, no sunlight. There's no oxygen. It's 33 degrees, so it's just above freezing. And then there's this crushing pressure, the equivalent of 300 fully laden 747s on top of this titanium sphere. And so when my pilot is checking the seams of these two titanium spheres for leaks, I'm like, come on, baby. Be good. Everything's good, right? He's like, yeah, nothing to worry about. But just crushing pressure. And what's amazing is, despite those conditions of no oxygen, no sunlight or crushing pressure, and animals, there are animal species, highly evolved animal species that still not only just survive, but thrive down there.
What did you see that stood out?
Yeah. So there were these things called anthropods, and they're highly evolved shrimp, very little animal inside, very strong sort of exoskeleton, that they use aluminum hydroxide to build these massive shells around them to help withstand the pressure. They have no eyes because, there's no sunlight. They can't see down there. And they're all over they're very specific to that part of the Mariana Trench. But the most fascinating thing were these things called bacterial mats, like a doormat, bacterial mat. And they're these bacterial formations that are not photosynthetic because no oxygen or sunlight, but they're chemosynthetic, and they thrive at the bottom there as well. And what was so cool about that whole experience was it was like being in a lunar rover or Mars rover and looking at these things, seeing them out these little portal windows. And if life exists on other celestial moons or planets, it's likely these bacterial formations that would exist on, say, Jupiter's moons or other places. So it was just insane to be seeing these things out the window. So one of those sort of pinch me moments.
Speaking with Jim Kitchen, again, just back from the Mariana Trench, the deepest part of the ocean out in the Pacific. Now, people have been down there before. We have a pretty good sense of, like, what is down there to see. So you had to have known a lot of what you were going to see. What was the most surprising thing, though?
I think the most surprising was, what's fascinating about this, there have been people that have been down there, but I was told that they weren't counting the Chinese, because the Chinese had, there were three people that supposedly went down, but had they made it down to the full depth of 10,935 meters, that they would have proclaimed that. So I was told that I was the 20th person down there.
Wow.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter that, you know, I don't, that wasn't important to me being the 20th person. What was cool was just seeing these life forms, these strange life forms that I told you about. But here was what was really cool. The pilot that I had, who had done multiple missions down to the ocean's depths, looked at me and was like, "What is that?" And he pointed out the window, and it looked like a chicken bone with all of these other little things around it. I'm like, "It looks like a bone." He's like, "Maybe a worm?" And we conferred with the scientist. And she's like, "I don't know. We don't know what that was." So I'll send photos so the listeners can see, and a video reel in case you want to show it. But it's there were fascinating life forms down there, especially these bacterial formations, which again have such great implications for space and exploration, you know, of our solar system.
That's awesome. That's also really awesome to know. I know it's not like a big milestone for you, but to be the 20th person down there, and you think about just the sheer number of people who have been in space this year and are currently in space now, like, this is an even more rare thing.
Yeah, there's been 24 people that have been in the moon, whether it's 23 or 22 or I don't really care about the number. It was just such an honor to be down there, to be able to see it. It's one thing to see it in photos, but another thing to experience it in person. And as a professor, I love being able to teach my students that, you know, to explore new things, to push through boundaries, and that anything is possible. So just a great deal of fun. I'm very humbled by that experience. I don't take it lightly. I will say it was on par with going to space because of, you know, you hear about the overview effect of going to space. I kind of feel like it's the underview effect of going to the bottom of the ocean. And I loved every second of it. It was 11 hours, and I just treasured every second of that experience.
Did you feel the temperature change or the pressure change at all?
No, we had a very confined sort of environment where it's pressurized, and so we could not feel that crushing pressure. Interestingly, I brought just on a whim, I was hoping that I would be able to do this. I had a bag of items that I could bring with me outside of the submarine.
Mm.
So I got some advice from an oceanographer in Wrightsville Beach who said, "Why don't you try a couple of different styrofoam items?" And one of those things that I bought at Michael's was a wig head that started out as a woman's head, a full-size woman's head, like, you know, my or your head. And then I had somebody on the ship sort of paint her face with Sharpies, and it crushed down to the size of my fist.
Oh, wow.
So just an example of that an intense pressure. Took it from full head size to so much, you know, maybe five times smaller. So it was really a special experience.
Speaking with Jim Kitchen back from the Mariana Trench. So you've been to all 193 countries. You've been to space. You've been to the deepest part of the ocean. What's next? What's the next thing on your list?
I don't know. You got any ideas for me? Or maybe listeners could come up with some. I'm searching. I'm thinking.
We were brainstorming. I assume you've hit all 50 states at this point.
Oh, yeah, I did that when I was like 12.
All right. All the Canadian provinces. Ava Pukach mentioned the seven wonders of the world. Have you done that?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But, yeah, I need something. I need something. I'm open to ideas. Maybe listeners can help. South Pole, maybe.
I thought about the South Pole. Mount Everest also, but that takes some extra training, I think.
Yeah, my wife and I had a conversation about Everest. I think we both concluded that was going to be a no for now. But I'm open to ideas. So I'd love some input.
And as we wrap up this conversation, final takeaways from the most recent trip.
I think my advice would be, first of all, very humbled about the whole thing. But just an encouragement to everyone to keep pushing through boundaries and keep exploring, and travel makes your world bigger. So get out there.
We'll have photos of it and video, I think, up on our website, chapelboro.com soon, if they're not up there already. Jim Kitchen, thank you so much for being with us today, and welcome back.
Thanks, Aaron. Talk to you soon.